Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to hang out with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me. I know why you're here, because you heard Jack Oldrich is going to be on the show. Jack is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Nano Veritas Group. It's an international consulting company specializing in business and technology. I consider him to be a futurist, because he talks about things that I think he's correct about when he talks about how he thinks technology is emerging, how it's growing, and what part it's going to play in our lives. He's especially adept at the nanotechnology world. He's the author of The Next Big Thing is Really Small. Also, Jump the Curve, among many other books, and he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, Jack Oldrich. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Jack, one of the things I think you want to talk about today, I know you want to talk about today, is social media.
Yes.
And this is a topic that I've been dealing with now for a year and a half, or more, almost 2 years, to try to help small business owners make some sense of social media. My entire perspective on social media is how can we make it work for small business? And in the process, Jack, I've become what I call a social media heretic.
Okay.
That means, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. And that's me with regard to social media, because I don't even like the term social media. I think it's a bad term. It's not accurate. It's not intuitive for what's especially for business. It's bad for business, I should say, because I prefer the term online customer communities. Now, I want you to talk to us about when you think of social media, what do you think about?
Well, your definition is really good. Here's how I define it. I mean, social media and social networks are online communities that allow users to sort of create a web presence, manage their identities, and then stay connected either with colleagues, workers, family, friends, or customers.
Yeah.
So it's not intuitive. I mean, people hear social media, social network, and they go, what does that mean?
Social media describes a technology, frankly.
That's right. But here, I think, is what your listeners need to know. I mean, first, when we're talking about this, we're talking about the Facebooks and the Twitters, but there are a lot of other tools beyond that. But the easiest way is, I mean, for the past 10, 15 years, people have had websites and customers have been coming to them. But social media is now pushing information out towards them.
Right.
And I think the reason this is so important is there are a couple. One, it's now the number one activity on the internet. Number two, 96% of all people under the age of 25 are using it. So your future workers, your future customers are doing this. So
Jack, I think it's becoming the number one activity on the planet. not just on the internet.
Yeah.
I think it's draining viewership and audience from most other medias. What do you think?
Well, I think that that's right. And I want to tell you a quick story that I think your listeners can relate to. United Airlines recently spent $2 million on their social media strategy, but that was the wrong approach, because here's why. Their employees, they served a customer wrong, and mm-hmm. his name was David Carroll.
Yep.
And he wrote a song.
They broke his guitar, didn't they?
They broke his guitar. It's now been viewed 10 million times, and it has cost them millions of dollars in bad publicity. And so the first message for all your listeners is all of your employees are now marketers.
Right.
I don't care if they're a janitor, customer service. They are a representative of your company. And your customers, if they're not treated well, if they're not listened to, they now have a way to get that bad experience out to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how people are going to hear about your company. So if you're not working in the field of social media, active online communities as you identify it, you're behind the eight ball and you've got to start moving.
Well, what you're describing is what you're saying is, and I want to talk about this when we come back, is that social media is a lot like team sports. There's offense and there's defense. And if you're going to win, you got to be good at both of them. And we're going to talk about that when we come back after these messages with our good friend Jack Eldrick. He's the author of Jump the Curve. He and I will be right back. 20 till. Stay with us.
Who are you?
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business, and including the newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Archives, articles, the Brain Trust, the Knowledge Base, AskJim.biz is there, my blog. And, of course, the poll question, which I hope you'll go there and take. And when you click on your answer and you submit it, it will then display how the vote's gone so far, how other people have voted so far. And you can see kind of where you stack rank. You can, if you remember your answer, you can see what it looks like compared to the other folks who voted. So check it out there on the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jack Eldrick is our guest. We're talking about the future of social media. And, Jack, when we went to the break, you were telling us about the United story. United Airlines broke this guy's guitar, and he did a video and put it up on YouTube. Said that, and the title of the video is United Airlines Breaks Guitars, right? If I'm not mistaken, that was the exact title. United Airlines Breaks Guitars, and as you said, it's been about 10 million seen about 10 million times. This is where the customer gained control of the conversation about the company, about the seller, and. And so United played offense first, and they didn't respond with good customer service, and they didn't realize that this guy had more power than they thought he did, even though he's just a musician. He's no CEO or anything, no big shot or anything. But he had the power, didn't he, Jack? And he instead of playing defense and saying, okay, Mr. Johnson or whatever your name is, let us help you with your guitar, they played offense. They rebuffed him. And he got back at him through social media, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And so the first point, and I like your analogy about playing offense and defense, but if you're not going to do anything else but play defense, what you have to do is identify issues that might explode on you. And the biggest one is going to be in the area of customer service. So if nothing else,
right,
you have to improve your customer service, because, as you've said so eloquently, we are now moving to an age where the customers have an extraordinary amount of power and influence, and they're going to use that either positively to enhance your reputation or to drag it down. So your reputation is now in the hands of your customers, and your future customers are going to find out about you and your business, not from advertising. They don't want one-way communication from a non-trusted source anymore. They're going to hear about your company through their friends, their peers, their social networks, and that's the new reality.
Marketing and advertising is not going to go away. We're still going to have it, but it's going to have a different kind of an influence. There was a time when you and I would listen to an ad, we would consume a marketing message, and that would be enough for us to go and make a decision because we knew the company. But in the future, today actually, and from here forward, forevermore, we will hear about it. That may be a great way to identify, to discover something that's now available. But we will confirm that in the communities. We won't necessarily We'll wait to make a decision until we can confirm it in our community. And it could be as simple as just going and seeing what people have said about it.
That's right.
User-generated content, UGC.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I think it's also important for your listeners to know is, don't be, if you're not already moving in this field, I mean, you do have to move in it, but it's not expensive to play in this field. The first thing I would encourage your listeners to do is don't wait. Just start exploring and sort of tooling around on
learning,
Twitter, Facebook,
just learning
other things, and don't spend a lot of money. There are a lot of so-called social media and social networking consultants out there. Don't pay them. If you're spending more than $1,500 on your whole social media strategy, you don't get it, because this isn't expensive.
Right.
And I know that small business, your listeners, don't have a lot of extra discretionary
that's right.
money, but they also
don't have a lot of time, Jack. And that's another thing is, and this is what I've been trying to help them with, is to understand that if you do this right, if you do this not in a social way, but in a business way, that's the reason why I'm trying to get them to quit saying, they can say what they want, but they need in their mind, they don't need to be thinking social media. They need to be thinking online customer communities. And if they think about that, then they'll say, okay, this purpose is to find and get closer to and serve better customers.
Yes.
And that's the challenge right now. And I think, Jack, and I want you to comment on this, I think it's because social media is still it's not a fad. I'm telling people it's not a fad. It is a craze, but it's not a fad. It's not going to go away. But because it hasn't really become a tool yet, the way websites are now a tool where they used to be a craze, because we haven't moved over into that part of the evolution, it's still intimidating for a lot of small businesses. Jack, what do you think?
It is, but I think that if you have any employees under the age of 25, you already have people who are using this, and you can ask them to say, look, how can we start using this for our business? Use your younger employees as mentors to help you, because I think that they've grown up in this era.
That's what we do in my office.
And, you know, there are other easy ways to step in this is start using it to just facilitate collaboration amongst you and your employees. Begin transferring knowledge within your company.
You know, Jack,
get your feet wet.
I got to take a quick break, but the other day somebody said they had a friend help them with their social media, and they said, "What did you do?" I said, "I hired a friend." He's 25 years old, 24 years old. She's 26 years old. That was great advice. Quick break, right back after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Jack Oldrick is our guest. We're back at 7 till. Little Heart bringing us back. The Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for being part of our day. Jack Oldrick is our guest. ULDRICH is how you spell his name if you're Googling him. Jack, tell us how we can find you online and your books, too, please.
JumpTheCurve.net is my website, JumpTheCurve.net, and all of my books are both on my website. And then, as you said, you could just Google me and Amazon, and that'll pop up all of my books.
Lots of stuff there, folks. Jack does great work, and we're glad to know him, glad to have him. And Jack, we appreciate you making yourself available to us. We're talking about social media, the future of social media. Jack, as we went to the break, you were talking about just get started, get involved. I've told small business owners, you don't have to conquer the small business world, but you do have to be involved, because more and more of your customers are requiring that you connect with them through those methods. And every day that goes by, that's going to become increasingly so. But there's one other thing I wanted to mention, and then I wanted you to comment on. I'm also saying, this is part of my social media heretic stick that I'm doing, that in 3 years or less, we won't care about Twitter. We won't care about Facebook as business owners, because we will be increasingly able to build our own communities, our own online communities. We can do it now, but we'll be able to do it better later as the technology rolls out, so that so that we won't have to worry whether Twitter is overloaded or Facebook has a security breach. Our customers, the people who want to follow us, who care about what we do, they'll be able to join our communities that we will have more. We'll have more control over the technology, but we won't have control over the community, but we'll have control over the platform. What do you think about that?
I think that's right. I'm not sure. There, a couple months ago, there was a funny YouTube video by Conan O'Brien saying that YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook were soon going to merge into one giant time-wasting site called YouTwitface. I think that
that's great.
A lot of those sites are going to merge, but you're right. I mean, what you and your listeners are trying to create is their online identity, and mm-hmm. there are going to be new platforms that sort of merge all of this, but I think the one that's really important and is going to be sort of central to small business owners is a site called LinkedIn, which is where 80% of all young people are now finding their next job through this site. And again, it's their first foray into
That's more of a professional platform rather than a linking with customers platform, currently
well,
at least.
Yeah, that is. But I think that it's a good model for... My point is that 80% of now all young people are finding their job that way,
yeah.
and the transition of where you're going to find your next customer, those same numbers in 3 years are
right.
going to be through an online
mm-hmm.
identity.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the important thing is just get started because these sites are going to merge through future platforms, and we don't know what those platforms are yet. But
well, the other thing that's really putting a lot of pressure on what we're saying here today, Jack, is the use of mobile. Eric Schmidt said Google will be more successful with mobile than they ever have been or ever will be with desktop.
That's right, and that I wanted to hit on three quick trends as to why. You said that social media isn't a fad and it's not going away. And the first one is location. Now, because everyone's using cell phones and we have GPS,
right.
people are now able to start putting where they are physically at. And obviously,
right.
if you're a restaurant, this is really
right.
important. But
exactly.
it's going to be important for a lot more
right.
industries because the second trend is something called augmented reality. And that is... If you're a big football fan, you're used to the yellow line over your television
right.
screen showing you where the first down marker is.
Right, well, just for television.
That's right. But now on your cell phone, you're soon going to be able to put your cell phone up to a van of a small business, and it will tell you not only what that business is, where they're located, but also it will then start linking to customer reviews
mm-hmm.
of that. So your phone is going to layer additional
right.
information on top of
all right.
it.
Number three
is what's called the Internet of Things. Computer chips are now getting so small, they're not just going to be in your cell phone and your laptop. They're soon going to start being embedded in a lot of different places.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes in
and that's the nano.
That's right. But again, it's just going to be more information available.
And your phone is going to be able to pick that up and give you the information on it.
That's what allows you to navigate.
That's the mobile part, folks. This is the future. Hey, Jack, good job today. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks,
Jack Aldrich, ladies and gentlemen. What a great mind. What a great member of our Brain Trust. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.